Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, local egg industry making significant strides. Our usual proverb of the day segment is also part of the program. I'm Prince Moore. Thanks for waking up with us.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for using class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That means anywhere the tablet's there, the government can shut them down. Plus GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
With just over 2,000 small and 100 large farmers spread across the island, the egg industry is projected to produce over 130 million eggs for 2014. This is more than the amount produced in 2013. The improved performance is attributed to the reorganization and restructuring of the industry, which contributes over $5.5 billion to the gross national product. The Jamaica Egg Farmers Association, JEFA, was formed in 2000. Since then, the industry has been experiencing steady growth.
The industry has been a success story in terms of organization and restructuring, and one that becomes a self-sufficient sector in Jamaica, because since 2003, we have not imported eggs on any form of regular needs. There was the occasions when we had hurricanes, and during those short periods, we had to import.
President of the Jamaica Egg Farmers Association, Roy Baker. He says JEFA has been getting support from the Ministry of Agriculture's Marketing and Information Division. The division drives the marketing thrust of the ministry, conducts marketing chain analysis, and provides policy and planning information that will guide improvements in production, productivity, value added, and marketing in the industry.
This committee that has been set up between ourselves and the ministry is chaired by the ministry personnel, actually the chairman of the marketing division. And the whole objective of the committee is to ensure better management to the industry. Already it is bearing fruit in the management of the industry.
Mr. Baker says construction of the liquid egg plant in St. James has been providing a boost for the industry. The facility was established in Montego Bay, Freeport in 2007 at a cost of $40 million. It was built in an effort to satisfy the demand for liquid eggs by hoteliers who had been importing the commodity.
So it was another situation where we had to find an answer to the importation. And the farmers bought this equipment to produce pasteurized liquid egg. And we subsequently had a partnership, which we were helped by the Ministry of Agriculture, who actually assisted in organizing the come together.
President of the Jamaica Egg Farmers Association, Roy Baker. He says there are plans to expand the initiative to get liquid eggs into supermarkets and schools. The proverb for this morning is, silent river run deep. Translation, a silent river runs deep. This means quiet people are not necessarily quiet. There is often a lot more to them than meets the eye. St. Thomas Cooperative Credit Union offers agricultural loans for the production of onion, ginger, hot pepper, and callaloo in eastern Jamaica. Call them at 982-1460 or visit 26 Queen Street in the center of Morant Bay. Take advantage of this opportunity to achieve your financial success. Remember, at St. Thomas Cooperative Credit Union Limited, you are family. That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. We invite you to join us again next time. Also, remember to keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm or on Facebook. I'm Prince Moore with Studio Engineer Andre Palmer, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.